Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Glory be to God. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. Amen. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them. Tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. We want to welcome all callers to the show today, whether by web or by phone. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the service today. Amen. I just have a couple of general announcements. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries and the WOWL Team. We are ministries spreading and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the world outside of the pulpit. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The president and the founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry is Prophetess Yvonne Rounds. For more information on how to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry and the WOWL Team, you can email Prophetess Yvonne at yrowell, rowell50@gmail.com, or you can connect with her on her Facebook page, Prophetess Yvonne Rowell, and you can inbox her there. There are several ministries under the leadership of Prophetess Yvonne. Amen. Glory be to God. First, we have the Hour of Power from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The first half of the Hour of Power is Prophetic Corner with Prophetess Martha from 6 o'clock to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The second half of the Hour of Power is Voice of Truth. I, Minister Lane, is the host from 6:30 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Mondays, we have Moment in the Spirit, which is hosted by Minister Michelle Williams, hallelujah, which is a two-minute clip that was jumpstart your week off with the Word of God. It is always our on-time word. Amen. Glory to God. It will truly bless your soul. Hallelujah. If you would like to receive the Moment in the Spirit for an offering of $25 or more, if you can contact Prophetess Yvonne at the email address that I gave earlier or inbox her at Prophetess Yvonne Rowell. Amen. And she will tell you how to get connected with that. Amen. You'll be added to our prayer list as well. Glory be to God. Amen. And you can listen to it all week. Hallelujah. Thanking God for his holy word. Amen. Then on Tuesday, we have One Word from the Lord with your host, Prophetess Yvonne Rowell and Pastor Joseph Rowell at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Tuesday night. Amen. I don't know about you, but I need a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. From a true prophet of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. A good time we have in the Lord on Tuesday night. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Then on Saturday, we have Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, WOWL Radio, hosted by Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew from Faith Comes by Hearing, PM Eastern Standard Time every Saturday. You want to be a part of that, amen, a powerful ministry of God, amen, a powerful woman of God that always brings forth the word with much power and Holy Ghost fire, hallelujah, praising the name of the Lord. Will you keep all these announcements in mind, glory be to God, and if you would like to become a partner with Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, if you can contact Prophetess Yvonne at yrowell50@gmail.com or inbox her on Prophetess Yvonne Rowell Facebook page, and she will give you the information that you need to become a partner with the ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. That will be all of our announcements for today. As I said earlier, keep those in mind. Hallelujah. Put the times in your phone so you can hear the word from the Lord, that you will be able to hear the voice of truth through the messengers of God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The message will be coming from Matthew today. Glory be to God. Matthew, the 24th chapter. Hallelujah. And I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father God, we thank you for another day. We thank you for life. We thank you for providing for us. We thank you for the roof over our heads, our clothes on our backs. We thank you, Father God, for your peace. We thank you, Father God, for your strength. We thank you, Father God, for your healing. Father God, we just give you praise, oh Father, for thou art worthy of all of our praises, oh God. Our God, not that we've been so good, oh God, but your grace and your mercy, oh Father. Father God, we just thank you for your loving kindness, God. We thank you for your everlasting love, oh God. Oh, Father God, we just give you praise. We magnify and glorify your name, for thou art worthy of all of our praises, O God. O Father God, we thank you, Father God, that thou art provider, O God, that thou art Jehovah Jireh. We thank you right now, God, that you are a healer, God. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord. We give you praise and honor and glory, and we magnify your name, for you are a good God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you praise. We worship your name, oh, God, for thou art worthy of all of our praises, oh, God. Father God, we pray for the sick. We pray for the shut-in. We pray for those who have lost loved ones. We pray for the orphanage, Father. We pray for the homeless, Father. We pray for the lost, Father. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, that you will comfort them where they are, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that they will call on the name of Jesus, oh, Father God. Oh, God, I pray for healing, Father. I pray for peace, Father. I pray for comfort, Father. Oh, God, I pray for strength even now, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you know what they need, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Ah, oh, Father God, I thank you. Ah, oh, God, for supplying everything that they need, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we just thank you for another day. We thank you, Father, for seeing another day. Somebody didn't wake up this morning, oh, God. Oh, glory be to God. Ah, oh, we just give you praise for it right now, God. Our God, we thank you for watching over us, protecting us from all dangers, seen and unseen, oh, Father. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the covering of your blood, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the blood that he shed at Calvary. Oh, God, we thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for salvation, oh, God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you for forgiveness. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise, we give you honor, and we magnify your holy name. Lord, for there is no other God like you. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. We give you praise for it right now, God. Hallelujah, because you've been so good to us, Lord. Hallelujah. We couldn't have made it without you, Lord. Glory be to God. If it had not been for you on our side, where would we be today? Glory be to God. But you're a God that is able to keep your people. Glory be to God. Father God, we just give you praise, and we give you honor, and we give you glory, and we magnify your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name. In the mighty name of Jesus, and all these things we pray, in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Somebody ought to help me praise the name of Jesus, for he is worthy of all of our praises. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to help me praise him now. Glory be to God, because I know that he done something for you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, for our God is a good God. Hallelujah. We got the reason to praise him. Hallelujah. Everything that have breath ought to praise the name of the Lord. My God, hallelujah, glory be to God, glory be to God, hallelujah. I got a praise down in the spirit, good God Almighty, hallelujah, to praise the name of Jesus, for he's worthy of all of our praises, hallelujah, glory be to God. The message will be coming from Matthew, the 24th chapter, and I'm going to begin reading at verse number 42. Hallelujah. And the word of God reads, watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord does come. The good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come. He would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready. For in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And our key scripture, glory to God, therefore be ye also ready. For in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Hallelujah. May God add a blessing to the readers and the doers of his holy word. Hallelujah. And the doers, glory be to God. We got to be a doer of his word. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. The message title today is Be Ye Also Ready. Be Ye Also Ready. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Be ye also ready. I have a question for you, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Are you ready for the return of the Christ? Are you ready for his return? Is your house in order? Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. I'm not talking about your physical house. I ain't talking about your mansion on the hill. I'm talking about you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Are you ready for his return? Glory be to God. Are you living right? Glory be to God. Are you living holy? Glory be to God. Are you living? Are you watching? Are you praying? Are you getting ready for his glory be to God? Because see here in these scriptures, Jesus was saying unto them, glory be to God, be watchful. Therefore, be watchful and pray. Hallelujah. We should always be praying. Hallelujah. We should always be watching. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. For his return. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. See, the Bible says unto us, and Jesus said, because it's all in the red, when he was talking to his disciples, hallelujah, on the Mount of Olives, and they asked Jesus a question, hallelujah. They said, what shall be the signs of your coming? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that Jesus told them all of the things that will occur, the event that will happen before his return. But Jesus also said unto them, glory be to God, hallelujah, my Lord, hallelujah. I don't know about you, but, you know, if someone comes into your home, hallelujah, break into your home, whether they come through the windows or whether they come through the doors or whether they just walk in, glory be to God. Somebody going to catch that. Glory be to God. But however they come, the Bible says that Jesus said that if you knew that they were going to break into your house, if you knew that they were going to come in and steal from you and take from you, glory be to God, you would be at your home. You wouldn't leave your home. You would be there waiting for the intruder to come. Glory be to God. You'll be there waiting for that thief to come. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Don't you know that God sees and knows all things? Glory be to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. That's why Jesus telling us that we must be ready. Hallelujah. But we know not the day nor the hour that the Son of Man will return. But the Bible says that Jesus said, Jesus prophesied, Jesus told the disciples what to look for. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And the old saints will always say, glory be to God. Hallelujah. That we're living in the last days. Hallelujah. I come with a message upon my tongue. Glory be to God. That we're living in the last days. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If we look around us and in our world and we see the events and the things that Jesus spoke in the word of God, they're going on even now in the world today. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. It was a prophecy. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus had prophesied about the things that would happen, the destruction that would come, the things that would happen before his hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because Jesus already came as a lamb slain. He's already came for our sin. Glory be to God. But he's coming back for his church. Good God Almighty. He's coming back for the true church. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And you must be ready. Glory be to God. As we look at our world today, Jesus. We can hear rumors of wars. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But the Bible says, be not troubled. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Just get ready for his return. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The Bible says that Jesus said, hallelujah, that nations will rise against nations. Hallelujah, and kingdoms will come against kingdoms. Glory to God. There will be famine in the land and pestilence and earthquakes and dire places. Glory be to God. That's happening all around us, even, hallelujah, even now in our world. Hallelujah, but he said these are only the beginning of the sorrow. We must be ready. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, we got to get our houses in order. Glory to God. We got to get our life cleaned up. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And the Bible says that there will be affliction to those that believe. Hallelujah. There will be persecution. Hallelujah. He said you will be even hated for his sake. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In the last days. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Will you be ready? Hallelujah. You must be also ready. You can't be sitting to get ready. You got to be ready. You got to be like the five wise women. Glory, hallelujah, that had the oil and was ready when the bridegroom came. And they went into the wedding, glory be to God. And the Bible said that the door was shut. So you can't be like the five wise women, hallelujah, a virgin that did not have the oil. Hallelujah. You can't sit to get ready. You got to be ready. So they was trying to get ready. Hallelujah. When you're trying to get ready, it just might be too late. Glory be to God. Because we see all around us that people are dying in the numbers. Glory be to God. Ah, hallelujah. We must be ready. Hallelujah. We got to be ready. We got to be ready. Hallelujah. We got to be living right. Hallelujah. We got to be doing the work. Hallelujah. We got to keep on standing and standing firm in our calling and our faith. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We got to be ready. You got to be ready for his return. Hallelujah. For you know not the day or the hour that he's going to return. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I can remember the old saying. Someone would say, you know, I won't have to lay down my religion. Good God Almighty. I want you to lay down your religion. Glory be to God. But it's a personal relationship with the Lord. But they will always say, don't make me lay down my religion. In other words, they're going to cut up. Glory be to God. So we don't want to be in that place in our lives where we got to put down our religion. See, every day of our lives, we ought to have a personal relationship with God. Hallelujah. In other words, I got to be always ready. I'm always talking to God. I'm always worshiping, and I'm always praying, and I'm always reading his word that I can hear his voice. See, I got to hear the voice of truth because God leads me. He never let the people be blind. Glory be to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Father. Hallelujah. Be ye also ready for the second coming of the Lord. Hallelujah. It's all around us. You can't cut on the TV. You can't have on the radio without things that are happening in the world that never happened before. Glory be to God. Just as Jesus has spoken in the word of God, he said, many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. Many false prophets in the pulpit preaching. Glory be to God. Making babies in the church. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Stealing from the church. Glory be to God. God said, be ye also ready. Glory be to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Be not deceived. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just because it sounds good, just because they have a talent, don't mean that God has chosen them to preach the gospel, nor has he told them to go forth in the church. Glory be to God. Got to know the true spirit. That's why the Bible said, test the spirit so you'll know the spirit. Glory be to God. False prophets are all in the land. Churches on every corner. Glory be to God. Playing church. It's time out for playing church. It's time to get your life right with God. It's time to get your house in order. For the Son of Man is soon to return, and you must be ready. Glory be to God. Be ye also ready. Don't get caught up in the things of the world that don't last. Glory be to God. The devil want to keep you busy, that you're so busy that you miss it. See, the five, hallelujah, five foolish women missed it. They wasn't ready. You got to be ready. And can't nobody do it but you. Glory be to God. And the Bible says that Jesus said unto them that the iniquity of the sin would be great in the land. Hallelujah. The sin will be great in the land, and the love of many shall wax cold. Glory be to God. They will turn away and turn against the things of God. They will turn against his word. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That what is right is now wrong, and the wrong is right. But God's word never changes. Glory be to God. No matter what they pass, God's word never changes. Ah, he said his word is forever and ever and ever. Glory be to God. It's an everlasting word. Hallelujah. Be ye also ready. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We must be ready because we know that in the day, in the time of Noah, glory be to God, Noah had been building on our ark for many years and preaching and preaching unto them, get ready. You need to get ready. You need to get ready because, in other words, the rain is coming. The storms are coming. You've got to be ready. Glory be to God. How do I be ready? I got to be ready because I got to know the word of God. I got to get down on my knees and I got to pray and say, Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, help me, lead me, and guide me. I got to be ready. Be ye also ready for his return. Hallelujah to Jesus, because his return draws nigh. Look at the signs of the time all around you. When mothers against daughters and daughters against mother-in-laws. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, the love in the world, glory be to God, is all about a dollar. Glory be to God. Ah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can't turn on your TV. Ah, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Lord Jesus, have mercy. Hallelujah. The world needs to come back to the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We're living in a time. Hallelujah. Well, people don't love God. They love self. They love their money and their houses and their cars, their Jodies and their Jodettes. But they're not loving God. Hallelujah. The world's love for the Lord has waxed cold. They don't want God. And they come against everything that belongs to God. Glory be to God. But Jesus said unto us, be ye also ready for his return. Hallelujah. You can't worry about what they're doing. Glory be to God. Have your house in order. Glory be to God. The world is so much. My God, my God. Like the time of Sodom and Gomorrah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, with so much sin in the city. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. Everybody in that time was doing everything that they were big enough and bad enough to do. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Sin kills the soul of man. But God sent forth his son in the world, that whosoever believeth in the Son of God shall have eternal life. It's only through Jesus Christ that one might have life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It's time out for plain church. We must be watchful and we must stay in prayer. Glory to God, because we're living in perilous times. Well, some say, you know, I got plenty of time. Hallelujah. Well, they thought that in Noah's day. They thought that in the time of Sodom and Gomorrah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But the Bible says, hallelujah, that the rain came. Glory be to God. And they wasn't ready. The Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed, and they wasn't ready. Glory be to God. See, God, hallelujah, sent forth messengers in that time. Glory be to God. With a message upon the tongue. Be ye ready. You got to be ready. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Receive the message of the Lord. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. Be ye ready for his return. Hallelujah. Get your house in order. Hallelujah. Ah, oh, hallelujah. It's no time now to be playing. Ah, oh, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Because it's in the word of God that Jesus said, be ye also ready. Be ye also ready. These shall be the signs of his coming. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I wonder, are you really ready for his return? Hallelujah. Can nobody get you ready but yourself? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. If you're unsaved, it's time to get your life right with God. You have a choice. While the blood is still running warm in your veins, you have a choice. You have a choice to choose to live for Jesus or live for the world or live for the devil. Glory be to God. But I want to encourage you today to live for Jesus. When you give your life to Jesus, your life will never ever be the same. Glory be to God. Because you must be ready. Hallelujah. Your mother can't do it for you. Your daddy can't do it for you. Your brothers and your sister, your friends can't do it for you. No one can do it, glory be to God. See, the Bible says all sin and fell short of the glory of God. Hallelujah. But the Bible tells us that God is a forgiving God and that you can become the son or daughter of the king. Hallelujah. You got to get ready. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's time out. Hallelujah. For doing it the world's way. Glory be to God. It's time to get ready for Christ's return. Hallelujah. Jesus is soon to return. It's not my word, but it's the word of God. Hallelujah. And I want to encourage you to read all of Matthew 24. And you can also read Mark 13. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's also, glory be to God, it's in Luke. Luke says the same thing. Glory be to God. Be ye also ready, for you know not when the Son of Man will return. You don't want to get up there to the pearly gates, and he says, I know you not. Depart from me, for I know you not. Glory be to God. You want to be ready for his return. Hallelujah. If you don't know Jesus, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And you're ready to get your life right with God. Hallelujah. If you would say this prayer with me, Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sins. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. If you said this prayer and you honestly do repent of your sin, be saved and change your life, find you a Bible-believing church, get you a Bible and begin to read it and develop a personal relationship with God. Leave me a message on Facebook. You can inbox me there. If you have given your life to Christ today, welcome to the body of Christ. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We do hope and pray that something was said here today, that you will get your life right with God while the blood is still running warm in your veins. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Just praise the name of the Lord, for he is worthy of all our praises. Glory be to God. I'm going to go ahead and do the benediction. I've got to get out of here. Amen. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you falling before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, I say, you be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Glory be to God. Get your life right with God while you still have time. Hallelujah. Be blessed. Have a great week. God loves you, and we love you too here at Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Be blessed.